Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index today says that prices of U.S. single-family homes plunged a record 18.2% in November from a year earlier, indicative of a U.S. housing market that is still gripped by a deep recession. The composite index of 20 metropolitan areas fell 2.2% in November from October. The depreciation on a month-over-month basis was slightly worse than expectations. With the economy worsening, President Barack Obama is making his first trip to Capitol Hill since his swearing-in last week for two private afternoon sessions with House and Senate Republicans to discuss the makeup of his massive $825 billion economic stimulus plan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 81.71. It's up 55 points. The NASDAQ at 1502 was up 13.5. The S&P 500 at 844 is up 7.75 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural forecast is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, we're going to take a look at what's going on across the United States, because we have a pretty comprehensive storm that stretches all the way from the East Coast across the Eastern Corn Belt mainly, and then down through the wheat fields of the Southern Plains, and it is bringing quite a bit of freezing drizzle and snow flurries across the southern half of the plains, although the moisture is beneficial for winter crops and precipitation amounts have been light. It would probably not do much in the way of reversing any drought situations, so the drought does remain a significant concern for all fall sown crops in the plains. Across the Corn Belt, again, a variety of winter weather warnings and advisories remain in effect for the Ohio and mid-Mississippi valleys. Travel disruptions are occurring. Frigid weather has returned to the northern Corn Belt, and it has been a long and hard winter across the northern portion of the belt. And right now, there is a sign that we could get a shot of milder conditions. But again, the general trend will be for colder conditions to be in place for much of the next couple weeks. Again, the computer model suggests a brief warming before another shot of somewhat modified Arctic air pushes into the region. So with all that in mind, across the U.S., again, we have the next couple days where moisture associated with that storm system will continue to overrun the Arctic air, and that will result in widespread snow, sleet, and freezing rain from the southern plains into the mid-Atlantic states. 2 to 3 inches of precipitation, much of it in the frozen form from Arkansas into the central Appalachians. In the storm's wake, it does look like mild weather will return to the west and expand to cover much of the U.S. over the weekend. West of the Rocky, precipitation during the next 5 days pretty much confined to the Pacific Northwest. Now down to South America, where Argentina did see the showers and thunderstorms were noted on satellite imagery this morning, but rain will advance across portions of central Argentina today and tomorrow. Coverage of measurable rain should be close to about 50% in the major grain and oilseed areas from Cordoba into Entre Rio, with Entre Rio being the wettest. However, much of the precipitation not expected to counter the evaporative losses, so La Pampa, Buenos Aires not getting much moisture out of this first round of precipitation. Does look like they'll have a chance for some more random showers as we work towards Friday, and into the weekend. The greatest rainfall continues to be showing up on the computer models for next week, and it does look like the precipitation will probably end up being lighter than what the computer models suggest. Showers will develop lightly on Monday and Tuesday, and then the best chance for rain suggested for February 5th through the 7th. The trend on the computer models may be a little exaggerated, but they do look to see some periodic showers in Argentina over the next week to 10 days. In Brazil, no rain fell yesterday from Sao Paulo through portions of Paraguay and western Paraná and southwestern Mato Grosso do Sul. Mostly dry conditions also occurred in a few northern Minas Gerais and Bahia region. Locations, rainfall elsewhere was highly variable, from a few hundredths of an inch to just around two-thirds of an inch. Its forecast continues to support rain for a large portion of Brazil, with sufficient amounts occurring to support most crop needs, despite some lighter-than-usual rainfall in Bahia, Rio Grande do Sul, and possibly a few western Paraná locations. Temperatures will remain near to slightly cooler than average over the next week to 10 days. Highs daily will be in the 80s and lower 90s, with a few upper 70s. In the eastern portion of Brazil's growing area, with morning lows generally around 60 degrees or slightly above. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 621 and a quarter, down a half last trade, down a half. May, 631 and three quarters, down one last trade, down three quarters. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 594, up one and a half last trade, down a half. May, 607 and a quarter, up two last trade, unchanged. July, 620, up three and three quarters, last trade, unchanged. December, 660 and three quarters, up a half, last trade, up four and a half. March corn opened at 392 and three quarters, down one last trade, down four. May, 403 and three quarters, down one last trade, down three and three quarters. July, 412 and a half, down three quarters. Last trade, down three and three quarters. December, 438, down one. Last trade, down three and three quarters. March beans opened at 1007, down two. Last trade, down one and a quarter. May, 1014 and three quarters, down two. Last trade, down three quarters. July, 1022, down two. Last trade, down one and three quarters. November, 944, down one and a half. Last trade, down a half. March soybean meal opened at 316.40, up 10, last trade down 20. May, 316.40, up 60, last trade unchanged. March soybean oil opened at 33.72, down 5, last trade up 1. May, 34.35, up 21, last trade up 9. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What did you make of yesterday's trading day, which tried to the upside to push through suspected resistance levels and failed?
Well, they had forecasts of drier weather early and then forecasts of wetter weather later, and that ran it up and then it ran it back down. And today we're expecting a little lower on wetter forecasts.
Are we in a time frame, Pete, where the market is getting ready to make a fairly significant move in one direction or the other? I feel like the timing of it might be in the next week or two, given that we've been in this consolidation phase for 10 or 14 different sessions now.
Yeah, we've been in this range back and forth, and whichever way it goes, it could really roar either up or down. The December 5th lows haven't been looked at all lately. We're way above those. And the highs are still up there, a little ways above where we've been. But, you know, either way it breaks out, based on the weather or the outside markets, is what we're looking at right now.
How much of the the loss in crop in Argentina, in your estimation, has now been factored into the marketplace?
I think a lot of it has already been factored in. It's just, what's the loss going to be? You've got them all the way from 48 to 44 to 42 to some people saying under 40 million metric tons on beans, and I don't remember the corn number, but there's all kinds of numbers out there. just like there's some people saying this is the worst drought in 100 years or 40 years or 70 years, and they're all talking about Argentina. So there's numbers all over the place.
Yeah, Buenos Aires Cereals Exchange coming out on Friday with a number at 34.5 to 38.2. And, of course, and USD up there at 48.5.
And there's numbers as high as 44 from private industry.
So they're all over the place. So does that potentially suggest that we could still make a run at the highs?
It's possible that we could run up to that 1150, 12. Mm-hmm. But if we do have moisture, remember, it's like July 27th there. August makes beans. If we would have decent rains in August, we could have a recovery, especially in areas that aren't really bad. And the thing you got to realize is Brazil's in very good shape.
Turn your attention to the corn down in Argentina. There's been a lot of talk that that crop has been significantly damaged.
Right. There's talk of that also. And I think, it depends on the area. If you look at Argentina from top to bottom, how long a nation is it? It's longer than the U.S. top to bottom. So, again, you have to look at where the stuff is grown, where things are happening, and you've got things of regular crop to gone. Just like here in the 80 drought or the 83 drought, one side of the county made 10 bushel, the other side made 160. Nobody really knows what's down there right now.
What about calls for the opening bell then today?
Opening bell is 1 to 3 to 5 lower on corn and 1 to 3 to 4 lower on soybeans based on wetter forecasts of today and tomorrow and next week.
And the
in
wheat?
South America.
The wheat?
Wheat's called unchanged down 2.
And CME livestock, what are you seeing there today?
We see cattle up 10 to 20, and we see hogs down 10 to 30.
About 20 seconds left. Any quick piece of advice for producers?
Be ready to either lasso or catch moves up to sell or to hedge, one of the two. Or if you don't want to be selling, be ready to buy puts underneath it.
I check the market several times a day, I guess, right now, huh?
Call us anytime.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.